Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight, and we are glad to have Dot Hopkins in studio. She is the fundraising co-chair for the Galesburg Noon Rotary Club. The Rotary Club is continuing its travel log series, and there are two more of those left this season, so we wanted to talk about those and what good the Rotary is doing in the community. Dot, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
So you did the first one, and we're actually talking about it today because the second in the three-show series, if you will, is really kind of different than others that you would normally see in a travelogue series.
Yes,
right?
We've been doing this. I mean, I think the community is very familiar with the Rotary Travelogue Adventure Film Series.
Absolutely.
This is our 63rd year.
Wow.
And a lot of them have been more like, you know, vacation videos. Here's Switzerland. Here's Germany. Here's the Middle East. Our second one, we really picked a different presenter this for our October 3rd show, and he's a comedian.
Okay.
So that's a little different. He's a motivational speaker. He's a TV personality from Germany. His name is Michael Vig, and his presentation is going to be how to travel the world for free.
Certainly different of a theme than the traditional travelogue series, but this might be awfully helpful, I would think.
Well, I really want to encourage, I want to get the word out to maybe some of the younger generations, because I think a lot of people know about Travelogue and they're like, yeah, my grandparents go to that. But I really think this one's going to be something for the younger generations. If you've ever thought about how I'd like to just get up and go or go backpacking through Europe, this is going to be an interest to you.
Yeah.
He spent a year planning his travels. He literally spent no money. I guess at one point he ate flowers for nourishment.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a comedian by trade, so I think there's going to be a lot more humor in this presentation than maybe what you see on travel shows. And I think it's just going to be really entertaining. And we do have a new location this year.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you emphasize that first off, because I know you want to get as many people as you can out to these remaining shows. While we could probably say you wouldn't necessarily completely fill up the GHS auditorium, you could fill up a little better venue here.
Right. I mean, we were at the Galesburg High School auditorium for many years. Mm-hmm. It's so large. I think it seats over 1,400 people. And, of course, we weren't having quite that large of a crowd.
Yeah.
So we moved this year to the Costa Catholic Academy. It's on Costa Drive. That's just on the north side of Carl Sandburg Drive, if people aren't familiar with where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little bit more intimate group. It's a 400-seat auditorium. It does help. We do have quite a few seniors that come to our program. And there's no steps. It's all on one level. And that we were taking them into consideration. And an added benefit that we got from this is Costa is doing the concession stand.
Okay.
So you can actually come out and have hot dog and popcorn and nachos. We were just serving pop and cookies in years past. And now they have a wide range. Really, you can eat your dinner and come to the show and make it an evening.
Absolutely. And in regards to this next one, how to travel the world for free, can you give me an idea of the sort you mentioned kind of a little of the things he did in order to kind of keep on budget, if you will. But what does this specifically show? Does he give specific tips as to how to not spend money? How does he do it?
Well, what he does, and I'm going off of the write-up he presented me. I haven't seen the film yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he traveled for 150 days through 11 countries. He ended up in Antarctica at the very end. And so he did anything, like I said, nourished himself with flowers, slept on the streets with homeless people. So I think you're going to see a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You're going to see some typical travel, like here is this, which everyone would want to come see when you're in Europe. And then you're going to see just, I think, kind of some comedic ways of how to be resourceful and not spending money while you travel.
Yeah, I would be probably more inclined to do the exact opposite of him when I travel. But then again, that might be why I almost never travel.
Well, and the other thing is that here in America,
yeah.
Europeans are much more travel friendly. You know, yes. They have hostels over there. Mm-hmm. A lot of Europeans do like the backpacking. You know, they'll take a sabbatical from work, and that's okay over there. It's mm-hmm. not really a two-week vacation. You're just taking a month off. And
right.
So I think over in Europe, it'll be a little bit easier over there because they're a little bit more, hey, when I come to your country, I'll sleep on your couch, and you can come to my country and sleep on my couch.
I think they get more maybe what, you know, trying to just be welcoming and do those sorts of things versus where here in America, we might try to make a buck off of it.
Well, I mean, I remember in college, we had some Australians that traveled, and they said, you know, America isn't very travel friendly yeah. because there's no hostels. There's only homeless shelters. And, mm-hmm. you know, like they were like, well, we really don't want to sleep in homeless shelters.
Right.
So that's something that here in America, we're not used to. But over in Europe, they're very much more into the free travel and backpacking. And so I think he'll have it'll be kind of typical over there. But in other areas, I think he's going to have some challenges because he did this for 150 days. I can't yeah. imagine going 2 days without spending money.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of anxious to see how did he really get away with not spending yeah. any money traveling for 150 days.
On the opposite end of that, speaking of money, let's talk about the tickets for this series and that sort of thing.
The tickets are $8 a person. We did sell a season ticket, but now mm-hmm. that we've already gotten one show done, you would just want to buy the tickets at the door. Mm-hmm. If you want to come back to the November 7th show, that would be great. We'll sell you a ticket for that. So all you have to do, the doors open at 5 o'clock. The show starts at 6. You can easily show up at 10 to 6 or 5:45 and get a seat. So, and it usually is a two-hour program, okay. a two-hour film. So when we have a short intermission, usually around 7 o'clock, where if you're hungry, you can grab a hot dog or some of that popcorn.
Mm-hmm. And real quickly, let's talk about that next show in the series. You go back to sort of the traditional here, but two very fascinating countries.
Yes. In a tradition of Travelogue, we normally let the audience pick next year's film series.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary Fundraising Committee picked the October 3rd one because okay. we wanted to do something different. We wanted to try to get some new people into the show. But our audience picked the November 7th show, which is going to be Marlon Dera, Germany and Switzerland. So he's going to show you like the fairy tale castles and the Rhine River. So he's going to show you some more of the traditional travel type series in our November 7th show.
We have about a minute or so left here, Dot. So explain what the proceeds of the ticket sales go to and all the good work you're doing with that.
We try to donate back to our community. That's all what Rotary is. So if anyone got a free book, Reading is Fundamental, most of the Galesburg community is familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Noon Rotary Club. We buy books and give them out in the Galesburg Public Schools, Knoxville Public Schools. We also support like Project Graduation, the Rotary Park. We have a new magazine
yeah.
that I'm going to be leaving at some different like doctor's offices and things like that. We've done a magazine kind of telling about Rotary and, of course, telling about the Rotary Park project, which finally was completed this summer.
Yes, yes,
and
indeed.
We wanted, you know, it took quite a process to get that done, and a lot of Rotarians and other members of our community worked very hard on that project. So we do have a new magazine, and I'm hoping you'll look around and you'll be able to pick that up at some different locations around town.
Absolutely.
So you can enjoy that.
Absolutely. So if anybody has more questions about the Travelogue series, or maybe if they want to become a member of Rotary, is there a place or a number they should contact?
We have a website,
okay.
but probably easier just to give my cell phone number if
okay.
they're interested. It's 335-3405.
335-3405. And we'll put a link up to the website on our page at WGIL.com when we make this interview available for download momentarily. So, all right, Dot Hopkins with the Noon Rotary Club, thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck with the Travelogue series, and thanks for all the work that Rotary does around the community. It's amazing, all the work you do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and Sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.